From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty with the news on this day in Maine, Wednesday, August 28th, 2019.
This Day in Maine is made possible by listeners like you and by the Dempsey Challenge. Run, walk, or bike this September to help the Dempsey Center support those impacted by cancer. DempseyChallenge.org. And Douglas Ridge, a Unity Technologies eco-conservation subdivision in Brunswick, committed to net zero home design. More at douglasridge.com.
Julio Carrillo, who pled guilty to the murder of his 10-year-old stepdaughter, Marissa Kennedy, was sentenced today to 55 years in prison at Waldo County Superior Court. Marissa Kennedy died in Stockton Springs in February of 2018 after suffering months of abuse. Her mother, Sharon Carrillo, is also charged with murder and is expected to go on trial in December. Publicity around the deaths of Marissa and another girl, 4-year-old Kendall Chick, in December 2017 led to major changes in Maine's child protective system. Independent U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders will hold two presidential campaign events in Portland over the Labor Day weekend. Steve Missler has details.
Sanders will hold a rally at the State Theater in Portland Sunday evening and then speak at the Southern Maine Labor Council Labor Day breakfast on Monday. Sanders is one of more than 20 candidates seeking the Democratic Party nomination next year, and he's the second presidential candidate to visit Maine so far. The first was Pete Buttigieg, the mayor of South Bend, Indiana, who drew more than 1,800 people to the State Theater earlier this month. Nina Turner, the co-chair of Sanders' campaign, visited the state the same day Buttigieg did and hinted at the time that an appearance by Sanders himself wasn't far behind. The Vermont Independent won nearly 65% of the vote among Democratic caucus voters in 2016, topping the eventual nominee, Hillary Clinton. Maine Democrats will switch to a presidential primary that will be held Super Tuesday, or March 3rd next year. It's still not clear whether that contest will be carried out using ranked choice voting. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.
As hurricane season begins, President Trump has ordered the diversion of $271 million in disaster relief funds to speed up construction of the wall on the Mexican border. Maine Senator Angus King says the president is going too far in shifting those funds.
It's clear that the power of the purse is put into Congress. The president may not like that, but that's just the fact. And if he wants that money, he needs to persuade the Congress or cajole the Congress into providing it.
King's also critical of Trump's reported comments to those building the wall that they should get it done by next year's election, and that if they violate any law in the process, he'll pardon them. King says if that report in the Washington Post is true, it represents an outrageous abuse of presidential authority. In weather tonight, we will have heavy showers and thunder everywhere but the north and mountains, where we'll have lighter showers. Lows overnight in the high 50s to the mid 60s. Julio Carrillo has been sentenced to 55 years in prison for the death of his stepdaughter, Marissa Kennedy. Carrillo was sentenced in Waldo County Superior Court today, several weeks after he pled guilty to murder in the 10-year-old's abuse death, which prompted an overhaul of Maine's child welfare system. Patty White has our story.
The state had asked for a life sentence for Julio Carrillo. During the hearing on Wednesday, an assistant attorney general reminded the court several times of what was described as the savage, brutal abuse of Marissa Kennedy that lasted for months and ultimately caused her death in February of 2018 in Stockton Springs. The attorney for Julio Carrillo, meanwhile, asked for 35 to 40 years. Several of Carrillo's family members gave tearful verbal statements asking for mercy, saying Carrillo was a good son, brother, and man who made a mistake after he became overwhelmed financially and as a new father. Carrillo himself also spoke, repeatedly apologizing to Kennedy through tears. When Justice Robert Murray addressed the court, he said that the evidence in the case supported a life sentence. But Murray said he also had to consider several mitigating factors. The fact that Carrillo, who's now 52, has no previous criminal history, that he accepts responsibility for Kennedy's murder, and that he has strong family support. Taking those factors into account, Murray sentenced Carrillo to 55 years in prison and ordered him to pay $6,100 in restitution to the state's Victims' Compensation Board. Outside the courthouse, Assistant Attorney General Leanne Zania said she's satisfied with the outcome.
Although we asked for a life sentence, what was imposed here today by the court in all actuality is a life sentence, given the fact that the defendant is now 52 years old. Mr. Carrillo, in all likelihood, will never be getting out of prison again.
Carrillo's attorney, Derek Banda, also says he's pleased with the sentence. Even though it's longer than what he requested, Banda sounded doubtful that his client would appeal.
We're only about 10 years off in our sort of recommendation from, you know, where the court ultimately ended up. So to go back and to quibble about 5 to 10 years when you're talking about so much time, you have to sort of weigh that into consideration.
Banda was flanked by Carrillo's family outside the courthouse, who asked for privacy. But Tanya Molina, Carrillo's sister, offered a brief statement to reporters.
No one leaves here a winner today. We still lost Marissa. Marissa's not going to come back to life. My brother's not going to go home for many, many years. And the real losers here are his children, his three children, the ones that we take care of on a daily basis.
Two children, a baby and a toddler, were living in the Stockton Springs home when Marissa Kennedy was found dead, but were apparently unharmed. Kennedy's mother, Sharon Carrillo, was also pregnant at the time with a third child fathered by Julio and has since given birth. Sharon Carrillo faces murder charges and is expected to go on trial in December. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.
And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, mainepublic.org. And also join us tomorrow on Maine Calling at 1 o'clock for a panel of Maine authors, including Tess Gerritsen, Susan Conley, and Sarah Perry. I'm Nora Flaherty.